I can tell you a bloke who's got the job of a lifetime at the moment is a great mate of ours. And, of course, he's Channel 7's one of the anchors for the Winter Olympics up there in Pyeongchang. Mark Barretta, very early in the morning up there, or late as far as Mark is concerned as well. He wouldn't know where he is at the moment.
Not now.
Mark joins us on the line. G'day, Barretts.
G'day, TK. G'day, Berkey. Good to be talking to you, fellas.
Absolutely.
All eyes on the 7 Network, Barretts. 12:30 for this men's half pipe. It's going to be so exciting. Scotty James, the Aussie battler, up against the American superstar in Shaun White.
It's classic David and Goliath. It is absolutely magnificent. Scotty James yesterday, we saw him in the qualifying round. He was incredible. He blew the judges away. And remember, he put a rocket up them a couple of days ago. Well, they sat up and they paid attention because he went out in his qualifying. He did, I reckon his first three big manoeuvres were outstanding. And it felt to me, and I might be wrong, like he just held back in the second half of his run a little bit. Mm. But he might have something in his sleeve, up his sleeve for the final today. But what he did in that first half was enough to take him to a whopping score. It was the biggest score of the day at the time. Just left everyone else behind. And then Shaun White, the American, came out and just pipped him. But, you know, this is amazing stuff. This is like the equivalent of Federer and Nadal. It's Tyson and Holyfield. These are the two biggest names in snowboarding ever. Scotty James, who's the current world champion. Shaun White, who's going for his third gold medal in the sport. And they are going to slug it out toe-to-toe in one of the great sporting contests of the year.
Well, I tell you what, 96.75, Barretts, if he's still got something up the sleeve, I wonder what that's going to be, because you're right. Shaun White, should I say, came out after him and put what I thought was a pretty max effort out there.
Yeah. And that's exactly, I think that's the way Scotty wants it played. You know, I think he's very clever. I think he's very shrewd the way he's going about it. I think he's got a game plan that's bigger picture. Shaun White fell into the trap of throwing it all on the line in qualifying. So Scotty's seen what he's got. He knows exactly what he can do. Sean's also shown the judges probably his full-on run. So what's he do in the final? How does he step it up in the final? I don't know. But I think Scotty's got a lot of room to play. And, you know, if he's done this right, it is going to be a masterstroke.
They've got to both make sure they don't get knocked off by the Japanese player.
Yeah, good. I think, you know, from what we've seen in qualifying, I think, you know, these two are just in that little bit of step above. You know, they're both very, very good. They're both so focused on trying to get this gold medal. You know, for Shaun to come back and want to have a crack at a third medal, I don't mean to underestimate him. He is really serious about this. He is the greatest snowboarder of all time, the Flying Tomato, and, you know, he's brilliant at what he does. But, you know, Scotty's right there too. These are two athletes, like Federer and Nadal, both at the top of their sport, the top of their careers, and we're just seeing two of the greatest clash at the moment. You know, this will be the stuff of legend.
What about, we have another Aussie in there as well, Ken Callister. How is he going to perform?
Yeah, good. I mean, I had a chat to Ken yesterday after he qualified, and at that stage he was right on the edge. He's in there in 12th. He just made it into the final. You know, he's got nothing to lose, to be honest. He's in 12th position. That's his guaranteed finish. So, you know, he might as well. He's going to throw it all on the line. He'll have a go. And, you know, he'll hopefully break his way into the top 10 and beyond. So anything could happen. But, you know, again, guys, these two are just at a cut above. You know, when they went out yesterday and smashed it out, they just took the scores to another level. And the whole crowd just went, whoa, what are we seeing here? Yeah. Because this has been such a build-up, particularly in the US media. You know, Scotty James is one of those athletes who is so much more recognised, such a bigger name overseas than he is at home in Australia. So, you know, I guarantee the American and the European media are big time on this. They're watching what happens. And, you know, Scotty's a cool customer. He's just a really nice guy. I think he's one of those blokes we can be really proud of. Yeah. You know, the way he conducted himself when he was announced as flag bearer, and the pride and the humility in which he took on that role, I thought was just a mark of the man.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, we've got to talk about, they're courageous, aren't they, what they do? Emily Arthur, unfortunately, she had that really bad fall on her third and final run in the women's half pipe yesterday, and she gave her head a really bad whack.
Yeah, we were there for that, and I was right there and with Ian Chesterman, the chef de mission on the team. And, you know, Emily, that's part of the sport, unfortunately, that the half pipe is a very unforgiving arena, and when you go down like that, luckily no concussion, but she did give her face a really nasty scrape, so she's lost a bit of skin, and it's a bit nasty there at the moment. But, you know, she was, I guess, very philosophical. You know, she'll be back. She'll have another crack. And, you know, in years to come, she'll hopefully be better for what's happened here. So, but that's the risk. It's a really tough environment.
I don't feel sorry for you, but how cold is it?
Oh, look, I'm really over all of this whinging about the cold. You know, it's a Winter Olympic game.
Well, you're from Melbourne originally, see, so.
Well, look, it's not, I mean, this is my fifth one, so I guess you know what to expect. But it's one of the colder ones because it's a venue that is up in the mountains. You know, it's not Vancouver and it's not Nagano sort of down in the city, but it's magnificent. You know, yesterday it was sunny at the halfpipe. It was brilliant.
Yeah, look good. The pictures are fantastic. Mark, we thank you so much for your time. We mentioned again on the Seven Network, the Winter Olympics, 12:30 today. We're going to see Shaun White, the American, up against our very own Scotty James. And as he mentioned, it's like Federer v. Nadal. We look forward to it, Mark. Thanks so much for your time.
Good on you, TK. Good on you, Berkey. See ya.